Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John Brady, color analyst on the LSU Basketball Radio Network. Coach Brady, how are you? You've stumbled into a bit of an odd conversation. We're talking about sports nicknames.
And Coach Brady, do you have a nickname? Have you ever had a nickname?
Honestly, there. When I was recruiting in my younger days, somebody called me Shady Brady. And I don't know what that meant. I don't know if that was a compliment or a cut. I never could figure it out.
No. Shady Brady means you're living on the edge, and that's not necessarily a good or bad thing. It could be something that's very interesting.
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it, Bobby. Very interesting.
Coach, what was one of your favorite players' nicknames that you coached?
Oh, I don't know if I had a player that had a nickname. I was trying to think. I don't know if any of my players ever had
Glenn
a nickname.
Davis?
Big Baby. I guess that's the best one.
Probably the only
one.
Yeah, Big Baby. So I'd have to go.
Yeah, Big Baby. And then, you know, I think maybe that came from his younger days when he was a big baby, actually. He grew up and stayed with him.
Now, Coach Brady, you probably, when you were getting on him, would you say, come on, Glenn? Because you never, knew a nickname. See, you address them with their last name or your first name, but, when you want to get their attention.
I didn't get into the casualness of calling by his nickname, Big Baby, and I can't believe you'd say that I got on players. You know, I was one of those milk and cookie guys, I've seen Kumbaya. I never got on anybody.
Former LSU coach John Brady, color analyst on the LSU Sports Radio Network, in particular the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, LSU taking on Yale on Thursday at 11:40 right here on WWL. John, do we have the sense that this LSU basketball team, at least the players, are kind of rallying around, hey, it's us against the world because they're without their coach? Do they have that kind of chip on their shoulder?
Well, I think so. I think they should. Now, I was around them today. We traveled down here to Jacksonville, and we're, on the plane, on the bus. They seem to be fine. There seems to be a concentration level that's good. They're quiet. I think they'll be ready to play, but they're a couple of things. The main thing I want to see is, and it's nothing against assistant coaches or anyone, but I think sometimes when the head coach is not there, and Bobby could probably talk about this, when the head coach is not there for a game, maybe you can play, like you're supposed to play. But the longer it goes, I'm interested to see if there's any slippage with the head man not being there. And I'm talking about Will Wade and the influence the head coach has on this team. They've had 3 or 4 days to practice without Will Wade there. And I'm interested to see how we come out against a Yale team. But I would think we're more athletic and we're more talented than, to see if there's any slippage in our execution and our attention to detail in our play. And that's the biggest thing I'm going to look for in our game when we play Yale.
Now, Coach Brady, wouldn't it benefit LSU's overall game plan? Because LSU obviously has more athletes than Yale as far as the up-tempo and the game that Yale wants to play as far as a shootout-type atmosphere. I know they have a shooting guard. I can't even pronounce his name. You can help me with that. That you would view as an NBA prospect.
Well, here's how I look at that, Bob. We average 83 points a game. Yale averages 80 points a game. Now, the 83 points a game that we've scored has been against much better athletes and much better competition than the 80 points a game Yale has scored it against. So I think that, in a nutshell, lets me know we've got better athletes and probably better players. Now, does that guarantee a win? No, it doesn't. That's why I want to see our attention to detail, mentally, how sharp we are, our focus on this particular game, because Will Wade hasn't been there. And I don't think you can take away the fact that when the head man is not there, sometimes it's not the same. And I think it's human nature. I don't think there's anything wrong about it. I just think it's human nature. And I want to see how this team responds to that. Yale is a team that's going to execute a little bit offensive. They shoot 20, 21 threes a game. It's not like they just fire it up there at will. But they are a good shooting team. They're a team that executes. But also early in the year they played Duke, and Duke just ran all over them. So I'm interested to see how our team responds against a team that I feel like we're better than, but can we beat in an NCAA tournament environment?
Now, Coach Brady, Tremont Waters, we all know his ability, his talent level. But at times I think that's when you would almost need a coach like Will Wade to keep him in check. And I'm not saying to keep him humble, because you want him to be aggressive and have that swagger. But how do you view the coaching staff handling Tremont Waters going forward?
Well, I think it's going to be in how he plays. And I don't think he played as well against Florida as he has played. I agree with that, Bobby. That's why my whole point of this, to see how LSU responds without Will Wade being there. I think Will Wade has done an excellent job with Tremont Waters. You know, he lets him play. He allows him to make plays. He allows him to make decisions. He gives him the ball to make him create shots for himself or other players around him. So that's a great point, and that's one of the things that we're going to watch, to see how this team responds without having their head coach there for now over a week. And I think just by human nature, it could be some slippage. I hope it's not, because I want the Tigers to win, and I think the draw is good. I think Maryland's a team that LSU can beat also, if we were right. Now, if Will Wade was here, I think we beat this team. I think we beat Maryland. I think we have a heck of a matchup in that third game. But we'll see how it goes. And I think the players are going to have to respond and take some responsibility on their own to remember how they played when Coach Wade was there. And I hope it carries over into a victory against a Yale team that's capable, but I just don't see it from an athletic standpoint over a 40-minute game that they can do enough to beat this LSU team.
John Brady, color analyst for LSU basketball on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Coach, how many brackets do you fill out? Do you fill out any?
I hadn't filled out one.
Okay.
You know, I really had. I haven't. I really hadn't had time. I stayed in Nashville till Monday. I stayed for the championship game, spent the night in Nashville Monday, and then got Tuesday, and then came back to Baton Rouge, and then I had to fly up here today. So I hadn't had a lot of time to sit down and study the entire bracket. I've seen it and I've looked at it, but I haven't studied it to pick anybody yet.
Now, Coach Brady, it seems like the Blue Bloods, the rich get richer, and we always know this is way back when I was a little boy with the ACC and the prestige that you got there. So, to me, it doesn't surprise me that when you look at it, I'm not saying it's going to happen every year, but you look at the Atlantic Coast Conference, the ACC, you got North Carolina, Virginia, and obviously Duke, number one seeds, three teams in one conference. That matches actually a record. To have three out of four from the ACC. I don't know. To me, I've seen this even when I was like in elementary school. It seems like they were always relevant.
Well, I don't think it's any different much in football. I think the football teams that are really good every year are continually to be good year in and year out. I don't think it's much different. You look at the bowl games, in the top four teams the last three or four years, three of the four have always been the same. And I think that's one of the arguments about it right now is how are we going to get somebody else in this football operation? Well, you just got to go recruit. You got to coach it. You got to put the money into it that makes it better. So I don't think it's much different than basketball. UCLA at the time was dominating in the 60s and 70s. They're not quite as good now as they've been. But that ACC is a basketball-driven league. They love it. They fund it. They attend it. They support it. And I think it's always going to be maybe the best league or one of the top two leagues in the country.
Former LSU basketball coach John Brady, color analyst on the LSU Sports Radio Network for LSU basketball. Have a good call Thursday at 11:40, all right?
I appreciate it, guys. Thank
you. All right, Coach Brady.
Coach John Brady.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.